Hare Krishna. Question from Pramila Mataji. Are the processes of karma and jnana complementary rather than hierarchical? It is said that from the third chapter's analysis in the Bhakti Shastri course, it is said that karma, jnana yoga is higher in the hierarchy because it involves renunciation. Krishna acknowledges that, but then in the fifth chapter, by the fifth chapter, time fifth chapter comes, Krishna says that actually the karma yoga is better because it is easier. So, are the processes of now karma without any transcendental knowledge is binding, but if karma is done with transcendental knowledge, then it can be liberating. And transcendental knowledge, so in that sense, aren't karma and jnana complementary rather than hierarchical? Answer, there are, firstly, we need to clarify terms when we discuss. There are karma and jnana as which can refer to broadly action and intellectual analysis, and there are karma yoga and jnana yoga, which are specific processes. And beyond that, there is the path of bhakti. So now, are karma yoga and jnana yoga as yoga sadhanas complementary? Does that mean that a karma yogi's practice is incomplete without jnana yoga, or a jnana yogi's practice is incomplete without jnana yoga? No, they are two distinct processes of yoga. And if a person is practicing karma yoga, then that person cannot be practicing jnana yoga. Because jnana yoga involves renunciation of action. And a person is practicing jnana yoga, they are, in that sense, to a large extent, mutually exclusive, far from being complementary. They're very essential methodology, the essential process involves widely different courses of action. In fact, opposite courses of action. One is action, the other is inaction. Now, after understanding this with respect to the processes themselves, now with respect to their intention, Krishna doesn't talk about the ultimate intention of these processes in the third chapter. But the third chapter and fifth chapter analysis are similar. Of course, in the fifth chapter, Krishna goes deeper into certain subjects. And in the fifth chapter, Krishna talks about their common goal. And that's why he uses in two verses that that one who considers that yoga and there he uses different words. Sankhya yoga prathak balah pravadanti na pandita ekam apyasita samyak ubayor vindate phalam yat sankhyai praptate sthanam tad yogai rapi gamyate ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha yah pashyati sapashyati. So in 5.4 and 5, Krishna states that those who think that the paths of Sankhya and Yoga are two different paths, such a person is of a childish mentality. And then further he states that actually, if one attains perfection in one process, then one attains the destination that is intended for both processes. So ultimately, both are meant to take us towards transcendence. And that Krishna talks about right in the start of the fifth chapter itself, in response to Arjuna's question 5.2, when he says, Sanyasistu Mahabaho, no, Sanyasa Karma Yogascha Nishreyasa Karavabhahu. That both, renouncing work and doing work, both can be used for nishreyasa, both can be used for pursuing transcendence. Now, the important point to recognize is here, when Krishna is telling that both lead to the same ultimate destination, again, he is not conflating the two processes. He is not saying that one is dependent on the other. In terms of their own sadhana, both are ultimately meant to take us towards transcendence. Now, moving forward, the process of bhakti yoga, it integrates and synergizes the strengths of both these processes by leaving out their weaknesses. That means that the process of bhakti, what it essentially does is activity, that is natural action, activity is natural to us, and bhakti yoga adopts activity. Bhakti yoga allows us to do activity and to do it in an abandoned way. We can do lots of activities in devotional service. So that So an activity is natural for us, and bhakti accommodates that which is the natural element of karma yoga. And then jnana's advantage is that it is not entangling. Because when a person is not doing further fruitive activity, the person is not getting entangled. And that bhakti incorporates by that contemplative aspect of jnana, and that non-reactive, non-binding aspect of jnana is also is also incorporated in bhakti by its process of meditation, internal remembrance of the Supreme, of Krishna. So, within bhakti, the karma and the jnana aspects are subordinated and harmonized in a complementary sense. So that's why Prabhupada's use of the compound word devotional service as a translation for bhakti indicates this particular point. It indicates that the process of jnana and the process of bhakti are, the process of karma and process of jnana, they are themselves not to be given up. Anya bilashitashunam jnana karmadi anavritam. In the definition of bhakti, it is stated that the jnana and karma are uncovered. What is the covering? It is the covering of, the covering is of selfish desire. When that self-centered desire's covering is removed, then jnana and karma become purified and harmonized towards the service of Krishna in the process of bhakti. So in this way, we can say that in a broad sense, there is our being. This is somewhat simplistic, but it will give us a broad picture of things. In our being, we can say there are the hands, there is the head, and there is the heart. So karma can roughly correlate with the hands, jnana with the head, and bhakti with the heart. But bhakti doesn't correlate only with the heart. The heart directs the head and the hand. So that's why bhakti incorporates and integrates everything. Where the heart goes, the hand will go, and the head will also go over there. So in that sense, yes, we have an intellectual, rational, analytical side, and we have a practical, action-oriented side. And both of them, we would be incomplete without either. Within our bhakti, if we just sit and contemplate, it would become very difficult for us to sustain. And within our bhakti, if we just run around doing things and don't really think about for whom we are doing these things, then that would reduce our bhakti to just karma. So, the synthesis which is done of action and contemplation in bhakti brings about the complementarity of bhakti, of karma and jnana, when it is harmonized for the service of the Supreme Lord within the process of bhakti. Thank you. Hare Krishna.